All right, what is up, guys? Welcome to the Suitcast. This time, we're going to do something a little bit different here just for these next few episodes. I'm going to 100% commit to getting these uploaded every Wednesday. I'm going to push them out around 6 a.m. Of course, I'm not going to be recording it at that time, but I will schedule them so that they're out by around 6 a.m. in the Philippines so that, you know, for those people that are out there pretty much getting ready for work or school or whichever, or you have some time early in the morning while you're in the shower, maybe bathroom, and you've got yourself some time to listen. So let's go ahead and go with that. Welcome again to the Suitcast. This whole series of these next episodes here that I'll be releasing are about success. And specifically, you know, just because here's the thing, man, a lot of people have a lot of different. Well, I'm not successful in speaking this morning, obviously. I guess I haven't had enough coffee, but yes, different definitions of success. It's pretty subjective, right? When you think about it, if you've ever thought to yourself or, you know, went and talked to someone and you're like, hey, what's your definition of success? Or even do you ever ask yourself, you know, listening to this, like, do I consider myself successful? You know, it's like, well, what really qualifies as saying that you're successful? You know, is it because you have tons of money? Is it because you're just happy in life? You know what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of different things, and it is very subjective. So if you guys hear any whining in the background, my beautiful dogs are with me in recording today. So yeah, anyway, I'm going to kind of break this down. Episode-wise are going to be, in a way, I put them into five versions of success, or at least on the top of my head, like what I thought five methods of thinking of success would be, right? Now, these are my personal opinion in terms of if someone was asked me, what do I find as success? And this first episode is going to go ahead and focus on one of my favorite, and I've actually done an episode on this way early on in the podcast here, and this is immediately what comes into mind when someone asks me about success is goals. So goal setting, right? Now, again, if you haven't listened to the episode before, it is one of the first episodes of the podcast. It might have been under consistency and discipline, if I remember right. But now, specifically, the reason why I immediately think about goals when someone asks me about success is just because naturally, I would say majority of people out there, even innately, like without even thinking about it, they set a goal of something they want to accomplish, right? I mean, this starts from a young age. It can start as soon as, you know, you see food in front of you when you're a baby and you're like, all right, in your baby thoughts, you're like, I've got a goal to get that food. You know what I mean? So you don't even know that technically at that point, that's what the concept is. It's setting a goal. That is a very short-term goal. I'm a baby. I'm going to grab that food and I'm going to eat it, right? Like that is such a simple goal, but that's exactly what it was. That was the concept. So as we went through lives, of course, we started to realize exactly what a goal was and how to pretty much set goals, the process of achieving those goals and what the result was. And then not only that, but once we kind of delve deeper into goals, especially if you spend time, you know, through your own kind of personal development and self-help, you start to set goals even within aspects of your life, right? And I'm talking about career, education, relationships, health, financial, you know, for financial well-being or financial literacy for a lot of people. You start setting goals that way as you get, you know, older. And so this is, again, this episode is specifically focusing on pretty much the achievement of goals, right? And maybe a couple tips as well to, once again, help you kind of start on that path wherever you are in your life right now. If you haven't been setting goals, or at least you don't have some in mind, then what are you really doing from day to day? You know what I mean? Like, what are you waking up for every single day? Because if you guys think about it, the significance of pretty much setting and achieving goals throughout your life is just, it does leaps and bounds for your own personal growth, your fulfillment. You know, and when you achieve goals, when you achieve those things in your life, of course it makes you feel good. Of course it makes you basically feel like you leveled up in real life. Let's be honest. You know, those are kind of the experience points along the way of achieving goals that helps you kind of level up. So, you know, primarily, I think we have to start at step one. And for a lot of people, that's setting your goals? Like, how do I, and it sounds so simple, like if you've been doing it for a while, or even just the general concept of, all right, I'm going to set a goal. It's so simple, but for a lot of people, it's actually so complex, because they might have an idea in mind, but they don't necessarily have it broken down in steps to be able to achieve that goal. What a lot of people end up doing is like, hey, this is my goal. Whether it's, for example, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. Okay, well, what are you going to do to lose those 10 pounds? You know what I mean? It's even more so if, like, if you get more specific with the goal, right? I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose this percentage of body fat. I want to maintain this much muscle. Or for example, I want to make 10,000 pesos this month, or $10,000, wherever you're listening from. You know, but how do you get there? What are you going to do to hit that goal? So setting the actual goal or having the idea in mind is actually the easiest part of this whole process. The steps along the way, and then executing those steps, and how you're going to kind of stay accountable for those steps is the hard part, right? Just again, relating to even fitness, it's like, well, it's easy to say I want to lose 10 pounds, but it's hard to continue to go to the gym and watch what you eat, you know, which is even bigger part of the equation. So anyway, pretty much starting off is, yeah, setting meaningful goals. How do you set meaningful goals? It's one, what are you passionate about? What is your goal? What is your what are you aspiring to do? You know, that's again, the easy part is having that goal in mind and setting it. Now, the biggest way to achieve, you know, goals, and this is, I learned this in college. I think it was college or before then, was, and I'm sure you guys have heard this too, right? Set goals that are SMART, which stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound, right? And these are, I remember when I first heard that in college, I was like, huh, that is SMART. You know, like SMART goals are SMART, you know, like actually kind of like sitting in class and laughing about it, because I hadn't thought about that, you know, and when they kind of really broke it down, it made a lot of sense. And even then, when I was starting to do that, when I was starting to like really look into goal setting, back in my like young adult days, like my early 20s, writing that stuff down really helped me. And I would say a lot of people, like, they just, again, they either people are just too lazy to do it, or they're just like, you know what, I got a goal in mind, I'll do it. But if you actually do and take the time to have, you know, a specific goal, is it measurable? Is it achievable, relevant? You know, and then of course, like, you set time along that goal, so you put a little pressure, a little fire under your ass, you know, to get things done, it really makes a difference. So if you guys are sitting there trying to make SMART goals, you know, after this episode, or you already have, if you have goals but you haven't done the SMART concept, then I would highly suggest you do, because it also is kind of that catalyst to keep you going. And again, it's something that you can always reference to if you wrote it down, or you typed it in your phone or in a note app or something that you can reference to and look back, right? Now, other than that too, again, it's just, if you have a well-defined goal, it not only, in a way, it's kind of like motivation. The main reason why it's motivation is because for the fact that you have something written down, you have something that you can actually measure and see in front of you. Now you have a direction and a sense of purpose. Now, I feel like a lot of people that kind of get lost in, you know, the daily motions of life, or you're kind of caught up in this redundant just cycle, you know, of day and night and work and home and, you know, whatever else you do. But if you at least have a goal, and it doesn't have to be your entire life, like, that's the thing, guys. Like, that's what I'm saying. You can have a goal just specifically in your relationship, or, for example, your finances. Start small, and then let that goal kind of setting trend go to the other parts of your life. But start with one aspect, right? And for a lot of people, it is, honestly, it starts with their health, like fitness and, you know, all that. But as long as you have something, you kind of have like this sense of purpose. So for the people that are feeling like stuck in a rut, and you start kind of going through this motion of goal setting and stuff, then it gives you that direction and purpose in life. And I feel like it makes those days not so monotonous. You know what I mean? Like, you're not just stuck going through the motions, because now you have a goal in mind and you're taking those steps every day to pretty much accomplish those things, right? And that leads me to the next point, which is pretty much obstacles in life, you know, dealing with these obstacles that might deter you from achieving your goals. And of course, like persistence as well. Because when you're hit with obstacles in the face, you've got to be persistent enough to like continue on, you know? And I feel like that is a hard time because at least when I look back and, you know, guys, I'm in my 30s now. And I've talked about this in my previous episodes too. When I look back and think about all the obstacles that I faced, even when just moving to the Philippines, what, 12 years ago, man, was it tough at times, right? But I was just one persistent son of a gun, I'll tell you that. And that is something, again, along the way, you know, I didn't really have, I'll be honest with you guys, there was times in my life, especially my early 20s, where I was taking risks and I was just saying YOLO. Like, that's basically my mindset when I was in my young 20s, right? But then, of course, like I had great mentors along the way in different parts of my life that eventually led me to a more kind of a structured path, you know, in terms of like the stuff that I was doing in life. So, but obviously I had setbacks, you know, I really did. I didn't go to college until I was, oh man, I think I went into college when I was like 24. Yeah, about 24. So I was pretty late going to college, guys. You know, so in a way, some people would be like, man, what kind of setback did you have to go to college at 24? You know, like that's kind of the mindset. And I know people are going to be like, nah, you shouldn't think like that. It's not a race and stuff. And yes, it's not. But when you're caught up in that motion and you have people around you in your circle, or your family achieving things around your age or even before you, you can't help but accept the fact that there is pressure around us in our environment, right? So all you can do when you're hit with some of these setbacks or your mental kind of gives you that setback mentally is pretty much staying resilient, you know, and being just persevering, really. And I've talked about this even before and again in previous episode of discipline and consistency, you know, just being able to persevere and have that kind of mental toughness. And, you know, that's a whole nother topic. But when you have goals in mind, it more often than not helps you stay motivated enough to be resilient, to push through those setbacks and goals and keep you driving in the right direction. Now, you might take a couple round trips. I'll be honest there. You might take a couple curveballs or detours or whatever you want to call it on your path to reaching your goals, no matter how, you know, short or long term they are, medium term goals. But, you know, as long as you're moving forward and yes, you deal with the setbacks in the best way possible, but you ultimately reach your goal, I think that's really all that matters there. And so honestly, part of it is just a mental game, you know, in terms of being over, like in terms of being persistent, in terms of being able to overcome those obstacles, it really is just down to your mental fortitude, like your mental toughness, basically. You know, how strong can you be? How bad do you want to reach your goals? And that's why in all those motivational speech, guys, you hear all those people say like, you know, how bad do you want it? How much do you want to get it? You know, because really at the end of the day, it is you versus you, like in your mental state for a lot of you. If you guys just think about your day, your day-to-day kind of thought process, your self-talk, it's always you versus you. Because hey, let's be honest, man, a lot of us have negative self-talk. You know, there's not a lot of people that are just constantly in their mind being like, hey, great job, man. Hey, great job. You killed it, you know? And it takes time to actually have some of those thoughts in your mind, because I would say naturally a lot of people are very critical on themselves. And that's what leads to a lot of kind of like self-doubt and, you know, not being too confident about stuff that we're doing, because we deal with that self-negative talk, right? So again, part of this is all being able to overcome those obstacles, even if they're within our own minds, right? Now, moving on to the next point, if you guys are achieving some of these steps, right, you're overcoming the obstacles, you're staying persistent, you've got your goal in mind, you know, you're like, hell yeah, I'm doing it. You know, that positive talk starts to come. But I'll say this real quick, even people when they achieve little, you know, little victories in their life, they're so wrapped up in negative self-talk that they can't even celebrate those moments. They're still like, ah, do I deserve it? You know what I mean? Like they're still in their heads about it. So that's my next point. Celebrate the milestones. Recognize your progress. You know, I feel like that is so important to be able to step back for a while, quiet your negative talk, and just be like, good job, me. You know, let me pat myself on the back. Because I had my goal written down. It was smart as hell, you know? And I have these little milestones that lead to this goal, whether it be short-term or long-term. Or maybe your short-term goals lead to your long-term goals. But I can recognize the fact that I've made progress from day one to day whatever it is now, and I'm going to celebrate these milestones, you know? Now, again, make sure that when you celebrate the milestones, they're still within the realm of achieving your goals. Again, if your goal is to lose 20 pounds, don't go celebrate by binging for days and days and days, you know? If you've been on a diet for like a week and you're like, you know what, I deserve this slice of, I don't know, cheesecake or something, then be okay doing that, right? You don't have to completely kill yourself if you're dieting, you know what I mean? Like on restricting yourself entirely. Follow a plan. Again, celebrate the milestones in the way that still lead toward a positive step towards your goal. Whether that be physically, mentally, spiritually, internally, you know, whatever it is going to be. Again, part of this whole process for people that feel successful, or at least acknowledge the fact that they are successful, one thing that you will always kind of observe about those people is that they give off a sense of confidence, right? And I'm not saying that those people are 100% confident all the time. It's in a way, they know, they acknowledge that they've achieved these things in their goals. They've recognized the milestones and progress, and along the way, they've built up kind of this positive self-talk in a way that gives them more of the self-confidence. So this ends up helping you, pretty much goals, again, helps you develop yourself mentally, physically, in a way, if that's what your goal is. But just achieving, you know, these goals, the goals, the milestones along the way, it helps with your motivation and self-confidence. That's one of the biggest things there, you know? Again, how do you keep track of these milestones and the progress? Well, that's again where I was talking about, you know, when you have your goal and it's the SMART goal and you're able to measure it and keep track of things, right? That's up to you to do. Like, can you do that mentally? Most people can't. It's better if you kind of journal it down, or you at least have some visual representation that you can look back to. Again, this is why I feel like a lot of people, and I keep using fitness as a metaphor here, but it is so true for a lot of these things, because fitness alone is goal setting, right? But the visual representation there, at least for fitness, is usually progress pictures, right? When you start working out, or you start dieting, or you start taking your health a little more seriously, most people, even if they don't take progress pictures, they'll have a picture of them, you know, months ago before they started doing those things, before they had a goal to change themselves. And then they take a picture recently, or maybe someone takes a picture of them and then it's like, oh, dang, look what I did. You know, look what I accomplished, and I didn't even keep track of it. You know, so that's why I'm saying it's much better if you go out of your way yourself, and when you have those goals set out, you do make the SMART goal, that you kind of have a way to track that progress, you know, whichever you find best, whether it's just typing notes in an app, or, you know, physically writing it down in a notebook, right? So again, those are pretty much three things that I would say is very important in terms of achieving those goals and kind of setting those goals. It's kind of a compact, you know, overview of them. And you guys can kind of explore more of it on your own with what you get from this episode. But again, my biggest thing for you guys is, after listening to this, think about your own goals. Like, do you actually have any? You know, have you set any yourself mentally? Have you written any down in the SMART version? Do you have it journaled? You know, do you actually go and celebrate the milestones and recognizing your progress? How do you deal with the setbacks? Right? Are you able to kind of persevere through them? I think, you know, those are the big takeaways here, and something for you guys to kind of think about as you move on with your day today. So definitely keep that in mind. And again, thank you for listening to this first episode for this kind of portion of, again, we're going to be talking about success and what people kind of, the different concepts of success, at least for me personally. And some of these you guys might agree with, some of these you might not. But I just recently had someone ask me that, and this is kind of what came into mind, and I thought it'd be great to do here on the SueCast, because these episodes that will be coming out, like, once again, every Wednesday around 6 a.m. the Philippine time, that's GMT plus 8, these will all lead into something that I have in store for the future here for the SueCast. So hopefully you guys get something from this, and you enjoy the rest of your day, your evening, whichever it may be. And just remember, it's always a good day to get better.